Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 2 of the Uncapped Ink podcast. I don't know if I sound terribly pretentious having an actual title to a thing that I don't know if is going to become a thing or something like that, but I do feel a little bit pretentious, but, you know, I guess it's better than calling it, oh, hey, that one thing that I did that one time. It is now 8:40. I am about 20 minutes later than my initial episode. It took me 3 or 4 tries to get the dang thing uploaded. And also, I know I apologize for my stammering and stuttering and overusage of the word in the last episode. I would like to apologize in advance for the swearing. I'm from Texas, which doesn't really excuse much, but I am also from the Army, which is where I picked up this terrible, terrible habit. And I haven't really been able to break it, so I'm sure that you're going to hear some very colorful language. I'll try and keep it to a minimum, but, you know, no promises. I think this may become a thing, these podcasts. I don't know if it'll, you know, do any good for anybody or if anybody will even listen, but it's fine, you know, whatever. I'll just sit here and talk to myself. I guess making an audio log of it makes it seem less like I'm talking to myself. I can at least pretend that I'm talking to other people. Like I said, I am a big nerd. I believe I mentioned that in the first episode. And so I figured what we would talk about right quick is one of my absolute favorite pieces of media that has ever been created. It's a TV show called Firefly. If you're not familiar with this, it was created... it was created in 2002. Or it aired in 2002. I'm sure it was created earlier than that. It was written and directed by... mostly directed by a guy named Joss Whedon. He is also of Buffy and Angel... fame. He also did Dr. Horrible and Cabin in the Woods, the film. He's one of my all-time favorite people, basically. And of course, because it's so fresh in my mind, he also did The Avengers, which I forget about because it's not Firefly, basically. I watched this show back when it was actually on the air, and I fell in love. Like many other fans, I couldn't get enough of it. I'm sorry, I just knocked the crap out of my headset. After the show was canceled, I was one of those, I would say fans, but idiot is probably a more appropriate term. I was one of those idiots that wrote the Fox Network and just went bananas over this show. And then, you know, after a while, it kind of dropped off my radar, just because I had other things going on. I went into the military, I was in the Army, and I actually found a guy who had Firefly on DVD. And he was leaving, leaving to be posted in Germany, and didn't have enough room for all of his DVDs, and I mentioned the fact that I really enjoyed the show when it was on. And so he just gave me his box set of the DVDs. And I watched those until they wore out. And then I bought my own copies and brought them home with me and watched them till they wore out. And I think I'm on my 3rd or 4th set of DVDs as we speak. I absolutely love this show. It's produced some of my favorite characters, some of my favorite music. As far as scoring and stuff goes. It is by far the best TV I have ever seen. There are other TV shows that have better episodes, but overall as a whole, this is by far my favorite. There will probably never be anything that takes the place of Firefly in my brain and in my heart, as terribly lame as that sounds. I think my favorite episode of the show is probably you know, that's a tough call. Not all of the episodes aired at the time of production or the time that it was actually on the air. The initial episode that was made was Serenity. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was a 2-hour long thing. They did it in two parts so that it could be an extra long pilot. And of course, I'm sure I'm going to get some of these details wrong because I don't have run times and stuff sitting in front of me. But the initial pilot was called Serenity, and it was made, and it was, I mean, it's fantastic, but it was not aired because the network executives thought that it kind of made the protagonists of the show, the heroes, look a little bumbling and not quite so heroic. You know, they just kind of get the crap kicked out of them, you know, from beginning to end, and it's a really important part of the story, but the network executives didn't really get that, I guess. And so there was another pilot made called The Train Job, which is, you know, it sets up stuff later on, but it's honestly, it's probably one of my least favorite episodes, if that's even a thing. I kind of doubt that it is. Back to my original thought, because I can't keep a train of thought going to save my life. I think my favorite episode is probably Out of Gas, because it really drives home the point of who these people are and who they are to each other. You know, they're faced with almost certain death, and how they react to that situation really, you know, it really speaks to how these people who are mostly unrelated in the traditional sense, how they really are family, and what they will go through in order to support each other. And it's just, I love it. It's so great, I can't even talk about it. I'm just ridiculous, I guess. I really need to go back and watch the whole series again, because it's been a while since I have, but... So yeah, Firefly. It's absolutely amazing. If you haven't checked it out, you absolutely should. I will come beat you over the head with a keyboard if you don't, because obviously I'm right about everything. I guess that's probably all I'll say for now, just because I don't really want to go off on too many tangents here. I'm sure I've been at it for entirely too long. Yeah, 8 minutes. If you're still listening, I'm very impressed and very sad that you have time to devote to my ramblings. But that's okay. Hopefully I'll be more interesting with other stuff. And I suppose I will go ahead and end the episode. I would like to have a quote for you that was fantastic and wonderful, but I really don't. I was terribly unprepared. I was like, oh, yay, I'm podcasting, and I'm going to make another episode, and didn't have any sort of a plan other than, I love Firefly. I guess I will will let it go for this evening. Because I feel bad about not having a quote, I will give you one that probably makes absolutely no sense to anybody who hasn't seen the show. I guess the quote for now will be, use of a swat. And some people will know what I'm talking about, some won't, but that's okay. Let me say a few more times, and I guess I'll let it go. If you want to find out more about Firefly and the kind of just absolute crazed devotion that this show created, you should go and you should take a look at a little website called BigDamnVerse.net. It's a role-playing group that I'm a member of, and I absolutely love these folks. They are by far some of the best writers that I've ever had the pleasure of writing with, and my role-playing and writing and stuff will be the topic of another podcast, I'm sure. I'll probably set to doing that right now after I end this episode, which I believe I have been ending for several minutes now. But yeah, so I will let you guys go so you don't have to sit here and listen to me rambling on and on and on and on. But check out bigdamnverse.net, and it's all one word, BIGDAMNVERSE. The people there are just some of the best you will ever meet, in character and out of character. They're just, they are, I mean, frankly, they are my big damn heroes. So, anyway, that's it for now, as I pound my desk emphatically like that will make a difference to you guys. So yeah, I will let you guys go, and I will see you on the next episode of this rambling idiocy that is my life.